I discovered it's possible to have peace in the midst of the storm. Thanks for that testimony, Jill. Friends, let's remember that each one of us can...
You make it sound so easy. Your bees are everywhere. Oh, you do not want to mess with me right now.
This is the Brinkman Adventures, and we're so glad you've joined us for today's important episode. What just happened to Susan? And will she be okay? To learn the answers to these questions, we'll begin 2 days earlier on Wednesday, the 14th of August.
Don't wiggle your cup, Peter. Hold it carefully. More honey. You want more honey? Don't put your hand in the jar. You look like a bear.
Yummy.
I want some. Yummy. It's a bear tea party.
Peter, are you up here?
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Peter, Hope, what are you two doing? There's honey everywhere. Oh, Hope.
Peter was in there like a bear.
And what about you, young lady? You know better. Who was supposed to be watching you two?
Oh, it was Gracie's turn.
All right, Hope. Get in the bathroom and clean yourself up. Peter, come on. I'll help you.
There are the meadows. There are still the woodlands. Roped in... Oh, you just stung me. You didn't need to go and do that. You only get to sting once, you know. Then you die. Oh, sweetie.
Hi, Bernice.
Good morning, Susan.
Jack just called. The flight arrived a little early. They're almost here.
Oh, I can't wait to see my Patrick.
4 more days, and you will be Mrs. Pennington.
I know. I've been counting them down for months. I never imagined this would happen, Susan. And at my age.
I'm so happy for both of you.
How's the sewing coming?
Well, the centerpieces are taking some time, but we'll get them done.
Thanks for doing that, honey. I sure appreciate all your help. Jack, too. We couldn't manage without you guys.
And here they are.
Bernice!
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Look at you two.
And how was your flight?
No, I don't want to fight.
I said, how was your flight?
Oh, sat by the engine the whole way here. Now both ears are ringing. Can you hear me? You look great, Bernice.
You're looking pretty dapper yourself.
Hey, Susan, I told Mr. Pennington he could use the guest room instead of getting a hotel.
Oh, okay.
You fine with that, hon?
Well, sure. But, you know, the kids... I mean, our house takes a little getting used to.
Don't worry about me. I could sleep in your garage.
Jack, I have all the sewing stuff set up in the guest room.
Could you excuse us a second, Patrick? Sorry, hon. I should have talked to you first.
It's okay. I just want things done right. If someone's going to sleep in our house, I need to prepare the room.
I hear ya. Oh, forgive me?
Of course. He can stay. I can set up shop in the schoolroom.
Are you sure?
I want this to be special for them. Bernice is like my own grandmother. And you're right. Having him next door to Bernice will be convenient. I'm gonna make it work.
Sleeping?
Yes, finally.
What a long night. Poor little guy. I hate summer colds.
I wonder who's up.
What time is it?
4:00.
A shower at 4 in the morning?
No! Please don't wake him up!
Good morning, Mom.
Hi.
Your eyes.
What about them?
You just look tired, that's all.
I am. Ian, I told you yesterday to take care of this trash.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What are you two doing?
We're working on labels for our honey business.
We came up with a name. You ready for it?
Yes.
Incredibee Honey.
Interesting.
Our mascot is going to be a bee dressed up in a yellow superhero suit.
With a bee on his chest. Cool, huh?
Very creative, guys.
We're gonna set up a stand at the wedding to sell honey afterward.
Like a lemonade stand.
I don't think Mr. Pennington would like that.
Oh, he suggested it.
Hey, guys!
Good morning, Mr. Pennington. How'd you sleep?
I slept great, Jack. Thanks. What's everybody doing over here?
We're here to help.
Your wedding is only 3 days away.
We're at your disposal. Whatever you need done.
Well, there are a couple of things. Do you know how to build stuff, Jack?
Of course. What are you thinking?
We'd like to build an arbor in the center of Bernice's backyard. Do you have a post hole digger?
We sure do.
Great. We're going to line the entire backyard with 1,000 orchids.
1,000?
Yeah, we're also going to put a pond next to the arbor.
A pond?
Yes. I like swans and koi fish. And, well, actually, Bernice wants the swans and I want the fish. So the pond kills two birds with one stone. Get it? With it.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of stuff we need to pick up.
Well, you could use our van.
Unfortunately, I left my driving glasses at home. You wouldn't want me behind the wheel.
Michelle, you okay driving them?
I'd love to.
That would be great, Michelle.
Where's Miss Bernice?
She's inside trying on the dress.
Doesn't she have a dress?
She did, but I thought it would be special if she wore the same one my mother wore when she was married.
You have your mom's wedding dress?
Actually, it's my grandmother's dress. She wore it first when she was married to my grandfather. Then my mom wore it for her wedding.
Wow. You have your grandma's dress?
That's what I said, Jack. We found it in a special box up in the attic after she passed on.
Whoa.
Man, that must be old.
106 years. I figured it out.
Whew. And it still looks okay?
That cedar chest is remarkable.
Wow.
Speaking of my angel, here she is in person!
Oh, I have an audience. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Miss Bernice.
I love it, Patrick. It feels a little tight, though. Does it make me look bigger?
I
What he's trying to say is the style.
Miss Bernice, I'm sure I could. I bet I could alter it. Maybe if we let it out just a bit, it would be, well, you'd feel more comfortable.
You could do that, Susan?
Oh, I know a few tricks. My mom's an expert seamstress.
Oh, but Susan, I couldn't.
It's no trouble, really.
Well, thank you.
Kate? We were wondering if you would be willing to sing a song at the wedding.
I'd love to.
Is there anything else?
Well, that should cover it. Oh, actually, there's one more thing. Could you get me 10 pounds of potassium nitrate?
Okay, everyone. We have a formidable task ahead of us. Not only do we have a wedding in 3 days, we also have to keep up with all the daily chores. And we must do them well. Kate, you're on laundry and it's piling up downstairs, and we're out of towels.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'll get on it.
Okay. Kitri, this morning we ran out of toilet paper again in the downstairs bathroom.
Oh, Peter threw one of the rolls in the tub when Hope was taking a bath.
Well, who was on Peter duty then?
Me.
Watch him closely.
Mom, I'm making a special dress too. It's for Miss Bernice's bird. A dress for a bird? Kitri, can you help me find a pattern?
Sure, we can look online.
Michelle is busy all day. Who can take on the vacuuming? Kitri?
I was going to help Gracie first. Is that okay?
I guess I'll take care of it. Okay, are we ready, guys?
Yep, ready.
Okay, hands in the middle. One,
two, three, break!
You said you had swans when I talked to you on the phone today?
I thought you were asking about swan food. We have plenty of that.
We don't need swans, dear.
This wedding is a new beginning for both of us, Bernice.
Good point.
It's important that we start out correctly. Do you have any idea where we might find swans?
There is a swan farm in Platteville.
How far is Platteville from here?
About 2.5 hours, unless they're harvesting the fields.
Patrick, we can't ask Michelle to do that.
It's not a problem. I've always wanted to visit Platteville anyways.
Really?
You wouldn't happen to sell koi, would you?
Sure. These are koi right here.
They're tiny. You gotta know what I'm talking about. Koi fish. They're huge, fancy goldfish about this big.
These are baby koi. They'll get very large.
You don't carry adults?
Hey, Mom.
Nope.
They don't have swans here, so we're heading to Platteville.
We can special.
Platteville, that's what I said. I'm not sure where it is.
They can range from hundreds
no,
to thousands
I have
dollars.
No idea when we'll be back. But I probably won't make it for supper.
$2 each.
We'll take 20.
I heard them honking all night.
That's because they're trumpeter swans. They're supposed to make that sound.
Do you think they'll stop trumpeting?
If they don't, we'll have swan shish kebabs for the wedding. Boys, this stuff is extremely flammable. We need to be careful when boiling it. Ian, hand me that wooden spoon. Hold the canister steady.
Do you think this is safe?
Of course it's not safe, Ian. But I have lots of experience with this type of thing.
And what's it for?
It's all for love.
Mom, can you help me with this bird, Jess? It's looking a little funny.
Gracie, I'm having sewing troubles of my own.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure how to alter this dress. I don't want to cut into it unless I'm sure. Kate!
What?
Did you put that load in?
The dryer's broken.
Well, use the other one.
They both broke.
What? We have a wedding in 2 days and you're telling me both of my dryers are broken?
Yeah?
Go ahead and use the clothesline.
I didn't think of that. Sorry, Mom.
Kate, we're running out of time. Please go and hang the clothes out right now. They're going to take a while to dry.
Yes, Mom.
There you are, Susan. The garage door is stuck shut.
Oh, brother.
It's something to do with the tram, you know, on the electric door opener.
I was just going to ask you to fix the dryers. Both of them are down.
Okay. I think I can get my motorbike out the side door of the garage. I'm going to need to make a run to Milwaukee.
Those bees are crazy!
What?
I went into the backyard and they attacked me. They chased me all the way in here, about 20 of them.
Ian?
Yeah, Dad?
Your bees just chased Kate inside.
That third hive's gotten pretty nasty.
What changed?
Well, I was just reading about it. They call it a hot hive. Usually it's caused by the queen. When she's absent or has a bad disposition, the hive can get aggressive. I think I need to re-queen that hive.
When Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Jack.
It's just a saying. Ian, why don't you ride your bike to the bee farm and see if you can get a new queen?
Okay.
Susan, I'm heading off to get the garage door part. Then I'll tackle the dryers.
All right. Drive carefully, boys. These dishes still aren't done. Who's on lunch dishes?
Ian.
Ugh. Gracie, do you want to switch with him? He can do your supper dishes.
I was just getting some more thread. Kid was helping me with that bow dress.
All right. Go on. I'll take care of it.
Are you sure?
Yes, go. At least there'll be one dress finished by Sunday.
Bernice Benedetti, it's been years. You drove all the way to Chicago to visit family?
Actually, this young lady drove us.
You finally got yourself a driver. Good for you, Bernice.
Well, actually...
And who's this handsome fellow?
My name is Patrick. Patrick Pennington.
We're getting married.
Wow. Frediano, may he rest in peace, will be very happy knowing that you're getting remarried.
I was wondering if you could make our cake.
A wedding cake?
You're in the cake business, right? Benedetti Cakes?
Oh, yeah. Cake business. Right. Of course. Sorry.
We'll pay for it. I just thought it'd be special coming from the family.
We'd love to, and it's on us. Hey, Marco.
Yeah?
Get in here.
What do you want?
This is my sister-in-law, Bernice.
Hello, Mom.
You know,
Michelle.
Frediano's wife.
Is everything all right?
In peace.
Yeah.
She's
But I'm in
married.
Chicago.
Show him the cake.
I'll get
Chicago?
The cake.
Yeah.
So, we
what
got like four or five
Chicago?
Cakes.
Well, Miss Bernice wanted to order a cake from her in-laws.
That's all.
They run
nice.
A business
a
down
classic.
Here.
Then you got the ones where we take the two plastic
okay.
figures and we shove them
when
right down on top.
Not until after
That's
7.
That's kind of a fun one because it's like a little surprise.
Oh. What?
Cut in.
I was counting on you to pick up the ham from the meat market in Campbellport. They close at 5:30. I don't have a car. I've got to leave now or we won't have a ham. Michelle, would you mind asking Miss Bernice if I can borrow her car?
I have no idea how I'm going to get that dress done by Sunday.
Sure. I'll call you back in a minute.
Peter?
Hey, Matt.
What do you have all over you?
Paint.
Paint? What were you painting?
Joey, Mommy.
Oh, no, Peter! Why did you do this? All over the computer, too? Kitri? Ian? Help! Kate? Grace? Anyone? Oh, that is it.
Attention, family. Everyone assemble in the kitchen immediately.
A bullhorn?
Mom, what are you doing?
Family, whose job was it to watch Peter this past hour?
Not me.
It was Gracie's turn.
Is this true, Gracie?
I think so.
And what were you doing?
Playing. I'm sorry. I should have been watching him.
Gracie? Gracie, because you neglected your duty, everyone has a very big cleanup job. You will all work together as a team until the job is completed. You will all watch Peter very closely as you work. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mom.
The meat market closes in 1 hour. I'm going for the ham. You will start working now. Dismissed.
Here on the Randy Highway Show, we love getting letters from you, our listeners. This comes from Jill in Iowa. She says, I was feeling really busy in life and things were out of control. But recently I attended a retreat and spent several days with my friends and with God. I discovered it's possible to have peace in the midst of the storm. Thanks for that testimony, Jill. Friends, let's remember that each one of us can...
Oh, you make it sound so easy. Your bees are everywhere. Oh. You do not want to mess with me right now! Oh, no, Lord, help me!
Ma'am, are you all right?
I'm fine, officer.
You should be more careful.
I know.
Were you texting while you were driving?
No. No, you see, my son's bees were angry and one got in the car and I was hitting it because... The bees, the hive went bad and, oh, it's not good.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't need a tow truck.
That's a bit of good news.
However, I'm going to need to issue you a repair and report for the...
there's a...
I'm talking. A repair and report for the
yes,
headlight you
I know,
smashed.
But there's... On your neck, there's...
Oh.
Jack, pick up. Where are you? I need you.
Hello?
Mom?
Oh, Susan, is that you?
Mom! Oh, Mom!
Honey, what's wrong?
I just had an accident. And...
Are you hurt?
Oh.
Where are you now?
I'm in the country somewhere.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, honey.
Our neighbor, she's getting married, and I'm trying to alter this 100-year-old dress, and I just crashed her car.
Oh, no.
It's too much.
I just can't do it all.
Oh, you're right. You can't do it all. And you're not supposed to. Honey, listen. It's going to be fine. I'll pray for you, okay?
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank you, Jesus.
This is my wife and your mother. She's very important to all of us. Guys, she's been giving all she has to serve others, but she can't continue making up for your missed work.
Mom, I'm sorry for not staying on top of the laundry. I'm going to do better.
Me too. You're not going to have to remind me to do the dishes.
And I'm really sorry for not watching Peter.
Anything you want, Mom? Just tell me.
Will you forgive us, Mom?
Of course I'll forgive you, kids. I'm sorry, too. I haven't held you accountable for your tasks. I don't like disciplining you guys. I'd rather just do the job myself. But I realized that's bad parenting. Will you guys forgive me?
For not disciplining us?
Well, yes, I suppose.
Yeah, Mom. We love you.
Someone else loves you an awful lot, too, Susan.
Mom?
Hi, sweetie.
No way!
Well, that dress sounded like a fun challenge, so I caught the last flight to Milwaukee.
It is so good to see you.
Well, if they don't stop, they won't be able to attend the ceremony.
Maybe there's something we could give them.
You mean drug them?
Well, I know this kid back home. One time he gave a chicken some stuff that...
No. We'll just put them in the cage and take them to my cousin's house across town.
I want this to be perfect, Bernice. It's the foundation of our new beginning.
Oh, sweet Patrick. It's just a ceremony. I'm glad you're making this very special. But the foundation of our marriage is our faith in Jesus.
You're right, Bernice. But I want you to know how much I love you.
I already know that. I love you, Patrick.
And here we have the lovely couple at their swan pond.
Are you filming?
I'm making a behind-the-scenes documentary for you.
How special.
Oh, my. That doesn't look good.
What?
I think that swan just ate one of your fish.
Hey! Spit that out! That thing cost me $2!
And over here, we have Charlie and Isaac digging holes around the arbor. Are you boys planting more orchids?
No.
What are you planting?
It's a secret and a surprise for Miss Bernice.
Fun! And over there, we have Jack mowing with Hope on his lap. This place is looking shipshape. How's it coming, Mom?
Oh, I'm just about done. This is going to be gorgeous, Susan.
Have you ever sewn a 100-year-old dress?
No, can't say that I have.
And over there, Ian is working on his killer beehive. I think I'll keep my distance. Ian, how's it going?
The hive accepted the new queen. They've totally settled down.
I think we're gonna make it.
Remember, boys, arm the controllers when Bernice starts giving her vow.
When do we push the buttons? At the kiss?
No, 3 seconds before the kiss. They'll take that long to light.
The ceremony starts in an hour. Have you heard anything yet?
No, nobody's called.
I knew it was a bad idea to get that cake from Chicago.
Hun, we did our best. Let's just enjoy this moment with them.
Till death do us part.
Okay, Bernice. You may now say your vow.
Patrick, my card.
Oh, I thought I put it in this pocket. It's
perfect,
not in this
Susan.
One either.
Look at them.
I found it. I got it.
It's stunning.
Patrick, you are the love of my life. You are an unexpected blessing.
Isaac, it's time. Push it. Okay.
I look forward to growing old with you, Captain. I look forward to long walks, to quiet evenings listening to the birds together, and sipping hot tea as the sun sets.
Too soon! Too soon!
You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled Busy Bees and a Bullhorn. While the story is fictitious, today's lesson is true. We can experience God's peace, even when life seems out of control. So the next time you're tempted to pick up a bullhorn, grab your Bible instead. Find a quiet spot and spend a little time with the Lord.
Recalculating. Make a U-turn and go the opposite direction.
I know I need to make a U-turn.
Hey.
Recalculating.
It says we're an hour and
make
a half away.
At the next
Marco,
intersection.
Turn that thing off before I...
You are exceeding the posted speed limit.